Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How are you guys doing this evening?
Good.
Good, man. The Germans are coming.
I feel really like underdressed to talk about this cigar, especially when you go to their website, too.
Mm. You know what? I should have worn my dress guy Ibarra for this review. I don't know what I was thinking.
For later, Hosen.
That's true.
Yeah, where would it?
I do have some good legs. Yeah.
All right. So today we are talking about the German engineered NN01. The cigar is a Churchill 7-inch by 48. It does not come out of Germany. It comes out of the Tobacco William Ventura factory in the Dominican Republic. The blend info is all undisclosed, but the price point is $8.90, and the cigar was released in April of 2021. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
Question for you guys. So when you guys read about this brand, not focusing so much on this NN01, but the brand of German engineered, what do you expect out of it? Or do you expect anything out of it?
Dude, you go to the website, they have a playlist down at on their webpage. And by the way, they have some really good music on their playlist. This is the website looks like a BMW website. I mean, this is
also like, it's like sophisticated. Like, I think German luxury car is basically what I think, yeah, right? Like, over engineered, like, you know, top of the, you know, like good stuff, quality stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I tried not to be influenced by any of that stuff. So I actually didn't go to the website or read up on any of that stuff or anything.
I went afterwards.
In true German tradition, I'm a party pooper.
Party pooper. Okay.
Party pooper.
I don't think they ever really pooped the parties. I think they're the ones that kind of like, yeah, they went a little too far with that party.
Okay. So in terms of the actual flavors and the overall feel of that, I thought it was disappointing. This is not an aggressive cigar. It's more soft tone and things of that nature. So, like, you know, first third cedar hay, I got some floral notes, just a little bit of this like meatiness to it, which I liked. But the finish is the part that really threw this off for me. The finish from the get go was really dry and bitter for me. And then towards the second third, it became like dry, bitter, and had this like tinny, like metallic note. It was honestly like super off-putting, and for me to rate any flavor thirds subpar, which I rarely do, and then the second third I rated that, it kind of means that you fucked it up. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So, and the whole German engineer thing, I would think, all right, you know what? Flavors are subjective. Let's just call it flavors are subjective. You better give me a damn good burn and draw. It didn't. It didn't give me perfection in that, which is disappointing. Right? So this is...
Are there any Germans working at Ventura Williams?
I don't warehouse? Know that that's the case.
Probably right. Not, John. Yeah. And no, the wrapper has green spots.
BMW, so, I mean...
Well, I'm just saying you don't see the Mercedes Formula One team there working. I'm not sure it necessarily... I mean... German engineers isn't just design work. You actually have to build it.
Okay. Well, really there's green spots on the wrapper.
You had green spots on your wrapper?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Dang.
So, man, I was disappointed. But even with that said, I would like to see, because I think I read some article that said once they sell out of this release, then they'll release the next one that they're working with, that they're working on.
Yeah, I put up your picture on the screen.
Is it ironic in any way that they picked a Churchill as the size? Maybe? Is it just me?
Oh, dude.
Little subtle German humor?
They didn't call
good
it
call. Blitzkrieg,
for God's sakes.
What's that?
They didn't call it Blitzkrieg or anything like that.
No, but, well, I'm not going to. I just feel like it would be truly German humor to call it a Churchill, to release a Churchill size as...
They did not call it that.
Yeah, fair enough.
But this was done on purpose, of course, the size that they picked.
I don't know.
But yeah, not for me.
It's a Churchill.
All All right, Seth, what were your thoughts?
Yeah. Listen, I enjoyed the first third. I was getting some mineral salted wood notes, a little bit of dry earth, some creamy, medium strength and body. It kind of continued to show those flavor profiles. I was getting some leather aspects. I think it reached up to like a medium full towards the end. I mean, it didn't have a great burn line, but it was an enjoyable flavor profile I found from beginning to end.
All right, John, what was your experience like?
So, full disclosure, I didn't want to enjoy this cigar because I was like, man, this seems like a hipster doofus project and the band's kind of weird and like I can't really see what's going on. It's probably going to suck. And I ended up enjoying it. I thought it was pretty good. I would describe the profile as quite European. You know, it started out really like with a lot of sweet bread and dry cedar that were pretty balanced. There's baking spices, but again, they were like very European. So like just like a light plus, like I would describe it as like a Ramones, like just that nice balanced spice. There's some sour citrus that kind of offset the wood. There's some mustiness, some chocolate. It had a lot going on. It almost reminded me of like a 90s style Davidoff, you know, back in the day when we were all smoking down in Havana. And the second third was kind of more of the same. So, you know, the first and second third for me were pretty good. Last third was just a little too mild for me. Musty cedar, mild tannic cedar. It wasn't bad. It really didn't engage me at all. I would say the construction was great. You know, like a Mercedes or BMW, it handled those corners, burn line was straight, ash held on for 2 inches. I knew it was coming. Draw had a slight resistance to it. But pretty flawless construction. I find myself saying I enjoyed it. It was good. So I'm sure I'll be out on a limb by myself and there'll be all kinds of YouTube comments. Aaron, what about you?
Did any of you guys used to watch Married with Children?
Of course.
So I don't know if you remember, there was an episode where the neighbor Marcy came over the house and she was, you know, always bragging about her Mercedes. In this particular episode, she brought over a bunch of Polaroids and she was showing people. The mechanic has sent some pictures of her Mercedes that was in the garage that she mm-hmm. probably hadn't seen in like 9 months. Yep. That's the German engineering I got in this cigar. I stopped counting after 10 relights. I'm sure this is a one-off because you guys didn't have the similar experience, but the construction of this cigar was absolutely atrocious. The flavor profile through the first two-thirds was pretty average. I mean, it was focused around toasted cedar, dry earth, black pepper. Final third, you know, the relights had been taking a toll. It was like, you know, more some charred bitterness kind of attaching itself to the cedar. But, you know, after the cigar would go out, I'd, you know, knock off or scrape off the ash and there underneath would be just like rock hard charred tobacco sitting underneath there. And there'd be times when I would relight it and I'd get 2 draws and then it was gone again. It was just like, it was monotonous. So I know you guys didn't have that same experience. So I'm assuming I had the one off, but
I've had a cigar like that before, not from obviously German engineering, but, from another brand. And yeah, that's rough.
Yeah. So it was just a battle. I mean, I'm surprised how well the flavor profile held up with all the relights, but, it did fine in regards to the flavor profile. I'm sure it would have tasted better if I didn't have to keep relighting it, but, yeah, this was a disaster for me. This was the Hindenburg. I like the concept of what they're trying to do. This one just didn't work, unfortunately for me.
You got to think also after like 100 years, Germans got to be really tired of the Hindenburg references. You know, it's like it's 100 years ago. Wasn't even our fault. Didn't ground it.
I'm more than half German, so I'm okay saying things like that.
Oh,
so
fair enough.
It's a bit of a black mark on my heritage here with this cigar. But I hope I can smoke another one maybe and it does better, or I can smoke a future release and it does better. It just, like, there's all the things kind of going for it. It's got a nice price point, all that kind of stuff. But
yeah, price point's dope.
Nah. All right, let's get into the scores. Start at the top with John at 6.67. Seth gave it a 6.07. June gave it a 5.30. I gave it a 4.28. So, John, how'd that 6.67 match up for you?
All I can say is thank goodness I changed my name. Otherwise, we'd never hear the end of it in the comments. yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I try to keep my bias checked at the door, and I literally went into this cigar going, I really don't want to smoke this because I think this is a hipster project, and ended up enjoying it. So you could almost argue that I was biased against it at the 667, but no, it was... Good cigar. I'm looking forward to seeing what else they have to offer.
All right, Seth, 6.07.
Yeah. No, I am interested in smoking other stuff, and I would love to smoke. They have a bunch of Vitola offerings. It's one of those brands where I feel like you really.
I think this line's only a single Vitola, though.
I know, but some of the other ones look like they do.
Do they have like weird and interesting Vitolas? Because that, I love that stuff.
Thing where they have like this traditional thing, and then all of a sudden they have the weirdest bellicose on the planet. Yeah, it's all over the place. It's kind of like Mesa. It's one of these things I want. It was an experience that made me enough. Like if I had the opportunity to like smoke the whole variety, I would do it. It's one of these things I'm not going to go like buy them from Germany online or anything like that. But if some retailer were to bring him in, yeah, I'd pick up singles.
Now, would you pair with some schnapps?
Some schnapps? Yeah, why not? I'd pair with everything.
All right, June, 5.30.
I'll smoke other ones. I want to see what they pick. I love the concept more than anything off of this, what they're doing. I mean, I wish... I think we probably even talked about doing this concept for cigar releases at some point, just to fantasize.
Yeah, I think we've all talked about these things.
Yeah, that's true. Except I would have named it Asian Engineer, but then people would just
the Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah, the cut. Khan assassin, and then well, what?
You can't do anything with Khan. Gurkha's got all the Khan.
Oh, damn it!
That's true. Shit.
Stupid Gurkha.
Fucking it again.
Ruining everything. Thanks, Gurkha.
Thanks for the knife as well.
Dude, they got some dope packaging. Zoolander, man.
What's that?
But yeah,
he even stole blue steel from Zoolander. Doesn't he have? Isn't there a Gurkha blue steel that's made for Cigars International? I swear there is.
I don't know about that.
I don't know, man.
But I mean, I still have interest in trying out their future releases, because it's one of those things where it's like, hey, your whole shtick is let the tobacco speak for itself, and I'm all about that. So to that point, I am interested in future releases.
Yeah, my 4.28 matches up well. It was all undone by the burn, I think. So the burn got 0 points, and it had an effect on the flavor and everything else, I'm sure. So that's where it stacked up. Let's talk about this band. From the marketing materials, I think that the concept was to make it look like the cigar was kind of transparent in that area.
Right.
Like look through it. It did not translate to the physical delivery of this band. It's like parchment paper that's got like a glossy like printing on it.
Yeah.
And the only way where you can really read it is if you like get it in the light and catch the glare.
I legitimately thought it was just a plain white band, which is part of my whatever saltiness going into it. I was like, your band sucks. And then I was like, oh wait, there's like a embossed thing. And I'm like squinting like I'm an 85-year-old man. I'm like, what? I can't. So, you know, a little bit of a misstep, I think. I'm not sure retailer is going to get that. It's really going to come across as a plain white band.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason why the packaging in the industry is the way it is, because this has been done tens of thousands of times for 40 years. So, you know, I think if they had just done a silver or something, it would have been fine.
Like doctors, a dentist might be digging this kind of concept.
That's good. It's a good point.
On your bands, you always need to have a tobacco barn, palm trees, and a boob. You always have to have one boob showing, and those classic cigar bands are packaging.
This band kind of like reminds me of if you got like a pencil and you did it like sideways and like just right on there, and then it would like come across and like, oh, there's a hidden message in this band. You could try that out. Anything else?
kaput.
You're right, Seth. Their website is crisp.
All right. Well, apparently I got to check out their website and listen to their dope music scene.
They have that, you know, they have that quality to them. You know, it's just that whole, I mean, I know they're German. It's that whole central North Baltic, central Europe, Baltic region. What's the company in, you know who I'm talking about? What's the other company?
Toblerone, the chocolate?
No, I'm not.
That's Toblerone, and that's Swiss.
Toblerone?
Toblerone? That's Swiss.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
They'd be extremely offended.
The Kellners.
Oh, yes. You know I know exactly who you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah. It's
starts with an M, and I can't think of the rest.
Mercedes?
Nope.
No. They had to change. Remember they had the whole thing going on with Alec Bradley?
Yes.
Whatever
it was. Oh, I can't think of the name. As soon as we end the video, I'm going to think of the name. They're friends with Skip Martin, and just can't think of the name.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Oh, the Indian guy, the other guy, right? No. That brand?
No.
No.
I could open up my phone, pull up Facebook, and I could find it in 30 seconds. I'm not going to do that.
Castiglione, you know what I'm talking about?
Castagli?
Yeah.
That's not who you're thinking of. That's not who John's thinking of.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Reminds me of them.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Who are you thinking of?
I'll tell you after. I mean, I'll be pretty pumped if they have some kind of cool German techno on the soundtrack, because that's really what I'd be after.
All right. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Auf Wiedersehen.